Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. Today is Friday, June 17th, and the year is 2022. I'm still wrong about Taiwan. I'm still wrong about a great many things, including Ukraine. However, one thing I'm right about is that the world is still going to hell in a handbasket, and I am doing all I can to stay sane. How you doing? Good? Did you have a good week? Was it a good week? Was it a productive week? See, mine was exceptionally productive because mostly I did a whole lot of nothing except work on a fucking Jeep. And I use the F word, and I apologize for that, but if you knew what I have been through with this vehicle, you'd probably forgive me. I do have some friends that are also going through some car trouble, and those are not self-inflicted. Mine, all of my car troubles, all of them self-inflicted. This is like, you know, this is like me flogging myself with one of those Catholic priests that had an impure thought. You know, it's just whoosh, whoosh, you know. So here I am fighting the good fight. I bought an air hammer today. Actually, I got it over at Northern Tool. I got to give those guys a big shout out because they had what I needed and it was cheap. And now I'll be able to cut those damn bolts right on out of this thing, provided that I can manage to get the air sealant tape. I've got like 50 rolls of the shit somewhere in my house, and I can't fucking find any of it. I'm using the F word tonight mostly because it's not like a sentence enhancer. It's just that I can't find words foul enough for how I feel about a lot of stuff today. But I, you know, like anyone else, I'm just a person. I'm just a human being. And there's only so much of me that is willing to tolerate the slings and arrows of the world. So I got my website back up and running, my art website. I got that back up, and I did do some work on the unseendimension.com website. Not a lot, but some. I've made it just a lot. I made it more difficult to navigate, I think. I think I've succeeded in idiot-proofing it. I don't want idiots looking at my website. If you are an idiot and you are looking at it, well, you know, hey, you know, it can only get better as you experience new and more difficult challenges. All kidding aside, though, if you're looking at my website, hey, great. If you're looking at it from California, it's okay. I don't care. I've lost, I guess, about 80% of my listenership because I went on that pro-gun rant. And then I took it down because it was a little more hostile than it should have been, but it is what it is. I got to see Colin Noir, this guy. He did his bit, and it sounded almost identical to mine, except, you know, he's a person of color and I am not. And but he's also a little more eloquent than I am, I think. He's a good representative, I think, of people who actually own firearms. I think he's a fantastic spokesperson, and I give the man mad props. It's just that when I use the F word, he doesn't. He's very, 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 very well spoken, and I become a little more animated than I should, mostly because lately, I've made mention of this. I'm going through some health issues. And I'm using a steroid in order to beat an affliction, and it's working out pretty well. However, it's one of those things where whatever is lurking in my subconscious, whatever is really on the inside, screaming to get out. It has absolutely total control over whatever it is I got going on the exterior world. The one nice thing about it, though, is all of my dreams are all about my subconscious telling me all the various things. And I've got to tell you, I think I've grown as a person. I think I really have. I think that whatever's in my subconscious, I've managed to work through a lot of stuff, and I feel pretty good about that. So. It was kind of neat. It was kind of nice to see that little bit of validation, even though it was entirely self-validating. I don't, I don't need other people to tell me whether or not I'm on the right path. I have the universe to do that. Because the universe sees fit to beat the shit out of me every time that I am off the right path. And so I upgraded the art website a little bit. I've changed some things, made it a little more user-friendly, somewhat. I'm going to engage in some other stuff here pretty soon. I'm actually thinking about, heaven forbid, making one-off t-shirts. Just, you know, one-off, one-of-a-kind t-shirt. One. Not 100, just one. And it's going to be in the obligatory pitch a tent size, anywhere between 3X to 5X. Because if you're a guy and you're going to wear something that's made by me, chances are you're probably fat. And if you're a chick, chances are this is probably going to be something you're going to want to sleep in, because you're definitely not going to go out in public wearing it. Or if you do, that's perfectly fine too, depending on what I put on it. My point is, why wear other people's thoughts and ideas and words to express yourself when someone like me could come along and say, look, I'll take your idea that you want to express, and I'll make it happen for you, and I'm going to make one shirt, and that will be it, and it will be an expensive shirt, but you will enjoy it, and it'll be quality made here in the United States. Not Paraguay, not, you know, God knows where. Not that there's anything wrong with things that come out of Nicaragua or whatnot. It's just that I'm a big fan of domestic production wherever I can get it. But I digress. What do I even know? I'm just an American, you know. Anyway, I've got an interesting show for sure today. Couple of really bizarre things happened this week, and I'm going to tell you, I was a little taken aback by it. Seems as though China says it may have detected alien signals from alien civilizations. They put this out June 14th, and it was quickly retracted. China says we're in touch with extraterrestrials, and then vanishes. That whole entire article vanishes. China said its giant Sky-Eye telescope may have picked up signs of life beyond Earth. According to a report by the state-backed Science and Technology Daily, which then appeared to have deleted the report and posts about the discovery, the narrow-band electromagnetic signals detected by Sky-Eye, the world's largest radio telescope, differ from previous ones captured, and the team is further investigating them, the report said. Citing Zhang Tongji, oh, for Christ's sakes. Here's the thing, is that I don't speak Chinese, so please don't think that I'm butchering this name just to be an asshole. I'm actually just, I don't know, I mean, I speak Russian just fine, Chinese, not so much. I think it's Zhang Tongji. That's as good as it's going to get, folks. I'm sorry. Chief scientist of an extraterrestrial civilization research team co-founded by Beijing Normal University, the National Astronomical Observatory of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and the University of California, Berkeley. The suspicious signals could, however, be some kind of radio interference and requires further investigation, Zhang said. Always with the plausible deniability, because we've heard things like, we've got aliens, and it turns out to be a washing machine. And that actually happened. Excuse me. So anyway, it isn't clear why the report was removed from the website in the Science and Technology Daily, the official newspaper of Chinese Science and Technological Ministry, though the news had already started trending on social network Weibo and was picked up by other media outlets, including state-run ones. In September 2020, Sky-Eye, which is located in China's southwestern, I think it's Guizhou province, and has a diameter of 500 meters, that's a pretty big telescope, officially launched a search for extraterrestrial life. The team detected two sets of suspicious signals in 2020 while processing data collected in 2019, and found other suspicious signals in 2022 from observation data and exoplanet targets. According to the report, China's Sky-Eye is extremely sensitive in the low-frequency radio band and plays a critical role in the search for alien civilizations, Zhang is reported to have said. calls to Bloomberg News, Science and Technology Daily weren't answered. So apparently this is, apparently Bloomberg has an office in China. Well, damn, you have to excuse me. I'm still working in the soundproof room, but it's getting a little dry down here. I've been running a dehumidifier in order to get the humidity out of this room, and it's doing a bang up job. Actually, it's doing a little too good of a job. And then I've got the air purifier running too, which is also doing double duty with moving the air around. As I have four animals, and all of them shed and kicked dander out. Made also an interesting discovery about my female dog. She's actually part coyote. That's not a joke. She's actually part yote. And made that discovery, and I was like, well, that explains oh so much. It explains a lot, mostly because her behaviors are just a little off. She's got a very, very funny nature. But I got to tell you, she's an amazing dog. She really is. And she makes me very happy. So I'm pretty okay with that. So, not to be outdone by China, apparently Bill Clinton had none other than one of his agents go to Area 51, Sandy Berger, and he sent him down there to go find out if there's aliens. And I'm like, okay, well. Apparently, that in order to build his street cred back, Bill Clinton has decided that, you know, now's the time to start talking about how he and Sandy Berger tried to pull an X-Files and get to the bottom of the truth being out there. I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was actually pretty hilarious. Damn. I can't get this frog out of my throat. It's crazy. There was also a little weird thing that happened down there in Oklahoma. I guess it was like 10,000 cows just died out of nowhere. Kind of strange. And, oh boy. It just gets weirder and weirder. But it doesn't get nearly as weird as what I'm going to talk to you about tonight. It's rare that I bring up other people in the media. But this guy is a local guy. His name is Stu Peters. And he's an ex-bounty hunter, and he now has a show that he does. And I'm not riffing on this guy at all, not in the least. He is a little sensational. He's a little, you know, he's a little to the right of me on some things, and a little to the right of me on, well, more or less everything. I'm in that unspoken central area where nobody represents me and nobody gives a shit what I think. So, but anyway, he did this podcast. I don't know if it was a podcast or it was a video, but anyway, he had a woman on who was talking about the blood clots that were coming out of some of these cadavers that, you know, were from people who had died from getting the COVID vaccine. And so anyway, they showed this gory mess on the floor or on the table. And it was what this embalmer took out of, you know, one of these corpses. And they bisected it, and they did a bunch of work with Mike Adams, the health ranger guy, who he's a natural news guy. And here's the thing about Mike Adams. A lot of people don't know who he is, but I do. And, I mean, I'm familiar with his stuff. I read his articles. Guy's got a lot of great stuff, and he's very, very smart. And if there's one thing that I like about Mike Adams is that he is very intellectually honest. He's the kind of guy that if he tells you something, it is exactly what it is. There's no agenda behind it. He's one of those, he's an objectivist type thinker. And I appreciate that in anyone that tries to present facts to me. I don't like sensationalism. I don't like being sold, and I hate being manipulated. And the reason why is because I grew up with a narcissist and a psychopath for my father. And my mother was a sociopath because, you know, he made her that way. Now, if there's one thing that I understand is when someone's trying to manipulate me, which is why I never fell for the COVID bullshit. That being said, so this guy, Mike Adams, he goes ahead and they take this stuff and they take it to a lab. And they're putting it under an electron microscope and looking at these things. And apparently there's self-assembling nanoparticles. And this is a real thing. This was actually in the 2021 disclosure. I think it was December of 2021 where Fauci was talking about this. Had a big paper on it, said there are actually self-assembling nanoparticles that create structures in the human body. And here's the thing is that I have not vaccinated. I will not get vaccinated. And I sure as fuck don't want to after seeing this. But so anyway, they're talking about this stuff, and I'm just kind of like, okay, whatever, you know. I'm just kind of vegging out. And then they show the pictures. Not just the gory pictures of, look what we pulled out of this guy's, you know, body. They showed pictures of the actual self-assembling nanoparticles. Now, I was sitting there looking at this video, and I ran it back and forth at least a half a dozen times, and I got kind of a chill, you know, and I got this feeling in my throat, you know. It's like, this looks familiar. And the reason why it looked familiar is because there was a doctor named Roger Lehrer who was a podiatrist. Now, that doesn't mean anything. This is a... If you've never been to a podiatrist, I would encourage you to go talk to one if you've ever got an ingrown toenail, because there is a thing called surgery that is required to remove said, you know, ingrown toenail. I've had this happen. I've actually had to go have surgery done on my foot for that sort of stuff, and I actually had to go see a dermatologist and a few other people, too, for other things recently. So surgery, you don't talk about people like who do certain things that are specialized in a certain field like they're just, oh, he just works on feet. That's nothing. I hate to say this. You break your foot, you go to a podiatrist, because that's the guy that might make the difference between whether or not you walk normal again or you walk with a fucking limp. Or in fact, a good friend of mine, she just had a toe removed. Because she had a pin because she'd broken her toe, and it was actually worse than what it was before, so she had this toe removed. That being said, you know, podiatrists are not people that you dismiss. But anyway, Roger Lehrer did all of these different surgeries back in the early 90s, 2000s, and, you know, just before he died. And he did a lot of work removing alien implants. Now, I know that sounds like, oh my God, he's talking about the aliens again. Well, it is. I am talking about aliens again. Because I've had some x-rays done, and I've got some shit in me that I can't explain either. Doesn't mean they're alien implants. Doesn't mean they're anything. However, when Dr. Roger Lehrer took these things and applied them underneath an electron microscope, not only did they have structure and shape, but they had bilateral symmetry, but they also had these tendrils and wires and stuff like that coming off of them. When I saw these photos and video on Stu Peters' video that he made, you see the exact same formations. You see the exact types of formations and then these appendages coming off of it. Which led me to a startling thought. And I know this is going to sound like, oh shit, here he goes again. Well, here goes. As somebody that has a firm belief that my government does not care about me, my government does not represent me, my government just sees me as property. My government sees me as a number of how much productivity I put out every month. How much do I pay in taxes? Who am I? I am nobody. I am nothing. But my birth certificate is held as collateral. I am stock, live stock. Okay? I'm also one of these people that have seen UFOs. I've had experiences that I can't explain. I've had things happen that I don't understand. And I've had reactions to things that I have no idea where it even came from. Am I going to say outright I've been abducted by aliens? Eh. It's a good 50-50 chance. Because according to what I've read by venerated authors who are actually, you know, Dr. John Mack and others, these are things that happen generationally. Like my grandfather on my dad's side, he apparently had some experiences too. This is according to my own father, who I don't speak to, but he had some of his own experiences too. And so, you know, it all, you know, follows down the line. That being said, let's say for the sake of argument that abductees are a percentage of the population that it's okay for aliens to come and grab and do experiments on. That's it. So that's why we, you know, if you're an abductee and if you've been abducted more than once and you've got like a tracking device in you, they're studying you. Now I'm gonna say this. I've been dealing with some health issues myself, some really strange ones, in fact. And I had a dream because I had a blood pressure problem. It was like 155 over like 95 and stuff. My blood pressure was through the goddamn roof. And then I had a dream about being abducted by aliens. And the next day, my blood pressure was greatly diminished. Like today, it was like 131 over 80, I think. So I'm like, that's like a 20-some point drop. That's pretty substantial. I'm not going to say that I was abducted by aliens. I'm just saying that sometimes maybe, I don't know, these things happen. But I think that to a certain degree, when people are in distress, these devices, they make a signal, and then the aliens come down like, okay, well, I got to fix what's going on with him, and they, you know, that sort of thing. What if there's a deal that was made by our respective governments, particularly the Western governments, right? Where they're basically going to make available more people to be abducted by aliens by copying this nanotechnology created by aliens. So, because here's the thing, right? People who are abducted by aliens are like one in a million, there's more than 330. Let's just say there's probably thousands of people who are abducted by aliens every year. Some of them don't even come home, but some do. Well, almost all of them do. However, what if those numbers and those people, let's say that 50% of those guys have lick implants. So let's just say for the sake of argument, out of 331 million people, there's 100,000 people that have these implants in their body. What if, because that was their tracking device, you know, it's a tracking device for aliens to come down and grab humans. What if, conversely, our government decided, hey, you know what, we're going to use the same technology to make sure that these aliens are grabbing only the ones that have the natural technology and not the ones that we're making for them. Or it could be the other way around. It's like, you know what? We're going to make a whole bunch of people available to you. And we're going to flood your freaking scientific market with potential people who can be abducted. And you know what? We don't care if you bring them back. Because these clot shots are killing people. Like, they've killed like 31,000 people, according to VAERS. So, I don't know. It's just an idea that I've been kind of trying to work in, you know, turn into something that actually makes sense. Because in order for this stuff to actually be real, between the alien implant stuff and this, they have to have the same properties. In the sense that once they're delivered, these things, they form their little packet, and then they start emitting the signal. What if the difference between the aliens and the ones that are coming out of, you know, the Pfizer vaccines and all that other stuff, what if the difference is that that's the Gucci version versus the Chinese knockoff version? It self-assembles, but it doesn't know what it's making. So instead of making a little, you know, teledontic, you know, signaling device, tracking device, it makes a fucking mess inside your body and kills you. You know, it doesn't have the map or the processing power or the ability to take that that next leap and turn itself into a useful product for tracking humans. See, I know that Bill Gates and everybody else wanted to create like a smart network of humans. And by implanting everyone with basically a Wi-Fi emitter, you know, you could tell where everyone was. You could tell what everyone was doing, how productive they were in their job, how their health is. That's the goal. Is that it's not about, you know, the betterment of humanity. It's about total control. And these implant technologies that come from, you know, the stars. Well, you know, if aliens could find you 50 light years away with a beep, you know, with a signal emitter. I've got one in my bicep that makes this. If I hold up one of those voltage meters, it actually, it'll kick it off and go beep, beep. And it does that in a regular interval of like 12 seconds. It's very strange. I don't know anyone else has got that kind of ability in their bicep, but I got this little knot. And she goes, and every 12 seconds, it emits enough voltage to set off one of these meters. I'll have to do a video of it. It's pretty weird. And that happened without any clot shots. It's kind of strange. But that being said, what if this technology that they're implanting people with via the COVID vaccine is a wannabe knockoff of the alien tracking devices, so that aliens will abduct more people, because more abductions means more technology for the federal government, that you know, that they'll horse trade out, Do you know how many people go missing every year in this country? It's not just Bigfoot stealing them. I mean, people go missing every day, every single day. I guess there's close to 300,000 people that go missing every day, and about 30,000 of them never come home. That's a lot of people, and that's just in one country. That's like, you know, we have 331 million. If you have 30,000 people that don't come home every day, that's a very small percentage. But at the same time, to somebody who's lost someone that's just disappeared, that's pretty substantial. There's a lot of things that go wrong in the world. We have enough problems as it is without adding something like, you know what, let's ratchet up those alien abductions. Unless disclosure is right around the corner and they just want to prep everybody for it. Oh, and hey, by the way, you know all those people you were making fun of that were abducted by aliens? Guess what? You got the same shit in you now, and you too might know the joy of having your prostate tickled. Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You know, alien abduction is not what everyone pretends it is. Although I will say this, the dream that I had where I was recently abducted, it did not go as badly as some of the other nightmares I've had. This is one of those, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're actually here to fix something. Well, that's awesome. Hey, you got some problems. Let's see if we can fix those for you. I'm like, great. How about fixing that skin cancer you assholes gave me with that bad touch you gave me? You know, that's some shit. Why is this shit on my foot? What is that about? My feet haven't seen the sun in decades. Anyway, I'm making a lot of jokes about that sort of thing, and I probably shouldn't, but that's the idea. After seeing this video and all of this stuff, and I've watched it like four times, and I know that Stu Peters is he's an okay guy. I don't know him personally, but from what I gather, he's a little sensational. And he does deal in some things that, you know, qualify as what everyone else calls fear porn. But he doesn't peddle hope, thankfully, at least as far as I don't know, maybe he does, I don't know. But this article, this little thing that he did, it actually chilled me to the bone, because my first thought was, that looks exactly like the shit that I've seen time and time again that's come out of people. There was a documentary called Patient 17. It's about a guy that had an alien abduction experience, and he had a thing taken out of his shin. And this thing was profoundly weird, and it gave off a radio signal. And then once they took it out, once they did that last clip, they cut that last little nerve bundle that it was attached to, it stopped emitting the signal. So these are bioorganic technologies. These are things that work on extremely low voltage. We're talking milliamps, milliwatts, you know. We're talking tiny, tiny, tiny things. It's like, it's like the same stuff that runs your eyeballs and your cerebral cortex. We're talking little tiny, tiny packets of power, you know, to emit a signal. Except that in this case, the only thing this thing is doing is it's emitting, you know, data about who you are, where you are. Well, I think the same thing is going on with these blood clots that are creating these self-assembling nanoparticles. And while this sounds like crazy talk and, you know, all this other stuff, and I mean, if you've gotten through this podcast without, you know, going, oh, sweet Jesus, you know, compared to some of the other stuff I've talked about, you know. That being said, there might be something here that no one's talked about or nobody's really thought about. And I wouldn't mind if I could ever get Mike Adams or if I could get Stu Peters on the show and chat him up a little bit. That would be fantastic. But again, nobody wants to talk to me because why? This is still the least listened to podcast on the entirety of the internet. Probably for a number of reasons. Nobody wants to listen to crazy. I mean, well, you guys did watch the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, I guess. How bad could my podcast really be? Speaking of bees, I had a bumblebee in my porch today. I had to kick him out of there and say, hey, get out of here, bee. And the dog was barking at it. It's like, sweet Christmas. And Lily is, she's out of her heat cycle. She's turning into the most wonderful dog. So I was watching a trailer on IMDb today. It had the theme music, Black Hole Sun, by Soundgarden, and I was singing along with it, and Lily starts howling, and I thought, oh, wow. Either she is trying to sing with me, or she thinks I suck. And either way, it could go either way, literally. But that was one of the things that tipped me off. It's like, yeah, she is part coyote because she thinks any kind of vocalization is akin to that. She doesn't vocalize like a normal dog, which is, it's fine by me. I love her either way. She's a great dog. But she's got some behaviors, though. She's got some behaviors. I wish she would just quit getting sick in the car. It'd be great. But anyway, this has been my Friday night show. It should have been done Wednesday, but I was too busy and too preoccupied with trying to stay sane. The one thing about steroids, and I've talked about this once before, is that they remove what little inhibitions I already have, and they remove every last ounce of impulse control I have. So you really don't know what you're dealing with. And I have had some mood swings that make the swing set that I chipped a tooth on and at my grade school look pretty benign. Because I'm going to tell you, that was one of those swing sets that, you know, you almost had to sign a waiver these days. I remember when you could jump out of the swing and like break an ankle. It's like, not that that didn't happen. I think that one kid, Greg Horrell, did or something like that. But anyway, that being said, I've had to dial back a lot of stuff. I've had to pick my emotional battles lately, and because mostly it's because I'm trying to heal, you know, and it's coming along a lot better actually. After this last battery of treatment, I'm doing pretty good. It's just that it's one of those things where it's like when you have a thing that just won't go away, it won't change, it won't improve, it doesn't get any better, and then, you know, you have to resort to the unthinkable, and then you start feeling better. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, is the cure worse than, you know, worse than suffering? And in my case, no, I'll take the cure and I'll make it work, you know, because at least I know what my triggers are and I know what is setting me off. It's not like, you know, the world is ending and I feel like it's ending because it's actually ending. It's like, no, this is my perception of things because I'm suffering from a chemical problem inside my brain thanks to steroids. This is the kind of shit that one time when I was on steroids before, I almost came home with a puppy, an additional dog that I did not need. I almost bought a boat once, and I don't have a place to sail it, let alone something to tow it with. These are the things that happen when I'm on steroids. I make a lot of bad decisions whenever I've been on steroids. This time, not at all. I've got all of my safeties in place. I've got all of those things stopping me from making poor decisions. Even though I probably shouldn't have, worked on the website or any of that other stuff. I still did anyway, mostly because I just heard some things and I saw some things about someone I care about. And and all I could think to myself is, like, that dumb bastard now knows a little bit about loss. I mean, real loss of livelihood. And I have nothing but sympathy. I feel terrible. And because I wanted this person to be successful, and unfortunately, where he was at, location speaking, Illinois is not a conducive state for anything in the way of business. And I'm not saying that to be spiteful. I'm saying that because that's what happened in the case of COVID, and the phony leadership that they have in that state. And this person tried to fight tooth and nail against it and was beaten by the corruption because they were better at it, because they had a lot more time and experience in fucking people out of their livelihoods. And I felt bad for my brother. So, but anyway, it's been a strange couple of weeks, let me tell you. That being said, Father's Day is coming up this weekend. Luckily for me, I don't have anybody that gives a shit or, is going to, you know, say anything to me, which is nice. Mostly because I'm still going to be okay being the greatest dog and cat dad on the planet. I used to be the best bunny dad until my bunnies all passed. But all things being what they are, there are just some things that are just better without me being a part of it. So I hope you have a fantastic Father's Day, or, you know, if you're someone that has to deal with, someone who is the father of your child, you know, I wouldn't say go kiss their ass or anything on this day. Just, you know, understand that there's a day for fathers, including my own, who I have not spoken to in a decade plus. But then again, you know, as much as I would just probably suffer through a conversation with the man, I think really the only thing I would ever actually tell him is, like, you know what, there are a lot of things that I could have ended up being that were a lot worse than just simply being your kid. And where where I have failed, I've gotten much better and have succeeded by a landslide compared to my failings. And I have all of those things, all of those successes and failures. I can have some intellectual honesty in saying that, you know what, whether I like it or not, the man shares some of that. Because as much of a dismal parent he really was, it was that dismal parenting that taught me a lot about how the world really is and how evil the world can be. And so, to commemorate Father's Day, you know, I'm going to thank my own father for schooling me in ways that the world was more than happy to amplify those lessons. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope that you're happy. Because there are things that it's not for me to say to correct it. And the time has passed for it to even matter. And on that note, I'm going to close out the show on a rather, a depressing note. No, I'm actually going to talk about one last thing before I go. And I just hope that I was smart enough to keep it here in this thing. Oh, here it is. So, yes, the Clinton files. Bill Clinton admitted that he had sent agents to Area 51 as he wanted to know if there were aliens on the base. This is on the sun.com. Former president also revealed scientists told him that they are 95% sure that humanity is not alone in the universe. Apparently, he was on the Late Late Show and was discussing UFOs, and apparently it became a big deal. Well, anyway, when the Late Show band Reggie Watts asked about the topic, the audience laughed, only for Bill to turn to the audience and say, "That's a legitimate question now." So, Clinton, who held a big job in the White House from 1993 to 2001, revealed that he and the National Security Advisor, Sandy Berger, were interested in UFOs. "We made every attempt to find out about Roswell, and we also sent people to Area 51 to make sure there were no aliens." Clinton was interrupted by James Corden, who asked who he sent to Area 51 and joked, "So if I told you that..." The veteran Democrat continued and revealed Berger was dispatched to Area 51. Clinton said the notorious base in Nevada, which is subject to countless urban legends and pieces of modern folklore, is where many U.S. secret projects regarding military aircraft are developed. "That is why they're so secretive." Well, no shit. He went on to tell a story about how he and his wife Hillary made the William Keck Observatory. They went to a trip there in Hawaii. The double telescopes, Keck 1 and Keck 2, were the two biggest in the world, and they could search the skies for search for life in the universe. Clinton toured the facility and asked scientists about the possibility of extraterrestrials. 85 to 95% likely is what they were saying. He told them it's very unlikely that there's no life somewhere else in the universe because it's a pretty big place. "There are people who spend their entire lives doing this," says Bill Clinton. But anyway, there's some 400 encounters that they have on the books, which are unexplained. They came off. But anyway, this is more distraction from the Clinton regime, and not that I care, but it's interesting to see this man put it out there for us to digest. You know, I guess anything to make himself relevant. You know what? And good for him. Good for him. At least he tried. You know, Jimmy Carter tried. They really did. And they shot him down pretty quick, too. Matter of fact, it's JFK. They did the same thing to him. They've done that to every president that has ever asked about the UFO question. And it all goes back to something that I have always believed. There's only one reason. is that there's a cabal of people that actually, they've already made the deals. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the rest of us are about. It only matters about what these assholes can get from the aliens. 300,000 people go missing every year. 30,000 never come home. That's a number. Makes you wonder where they went. But again, I've already brought up Todd C's and a number of other alien abduction things that have gone horribly wrong. And you can do your own research online and see what you can find there. But there's some things out there that just will chill you to the bone when it comes to this whole phenomena. And I'm only thankful that the aliens that abduct me, or at least the ones that I dream about, they might scare the shit out of me, but I think they have some fairly decent intentions. Even though I'm almost 100% sure that it's about alien hybrid children, something about a heavy petting zoo, you know, that sort of thing. It could go either way. And on that note, I will close out the show, mostly because I didn't want to end everything on a shitty, depressing note. Sunday, tomorrow, I'm going to go out and try to do some random Nautica stuff in between screaming at my Jeep. I've got plans, I've got an itinerary, and I've got plenty of waypoints. So I'm going to try to do that. I'm probably going to take the dogs with me. And maybe, if I'm lucky, I'll be able to get some footage and post it to the website. Because I'm going to talk about it on Sunday. Because Randonautica is something that I still believe in, and I want to try. And I don't want to talk about, you know, going someplace in the middle of the goddamn night to be frightened. No, I want to find suitcases full of bodies in the broad daylight. That's what I would rather find. No, just kidding. I don't want to find anything like that. That would be just god-awful. But anyway, I've rambled on enough. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Take care. Good night.